Okay. All right, so we'll start the new sugya, try to go through the Gemara relatively quickly. I hope we get a chance to go through it and look at some haharas on some of the points, but not all of them. The Gemara begins 6 lines from the bottom, Gimel and Aleph. Read the Gemara, we're not going to necessarily read every line in Rashi. Either it gives you important background information to understand these disparate cases in different places. Shas, Ma'an Tana Lahor, the Tana Rabbanon, who is the author of this brisa that says, the bias she'ein ba'arba ambos, the arba ambos potter, that a house which is not a minimum size of arba ambos, arba is pretty small, like a room or a building that's no smaller than that, or that is smaller than that rather, it doesn't meet those measurements, it's potter from the following things. It's potter min a mezuzah, such a room that's not dal, doesn't require a mezuzah. Or min a makir, to put a fence around if it's higher up. On a roof or something like that, or a place where something can fall, you don't have to build a makkah to the small area. The Einom Etam Menegoyim, that's Nikei Batim, okay, that's Torah's Habayis, the Torah speaks in Parshat Tzorah, that the walls of a house can become discolored, it's a form of Torah's, and the house has to be destroyed, that's called the Bayis Habanuga, Torah's Habayis, so that also does not apply to a Bayis that's less than 4 Amos, but 4 Amos. The Einom Nechlat Bebota Arichoma, there's a din in the Chumash, the end of Sefer Vayikra, that when you buy a house, usually we know that the property is returned in the Yovel year to the original owner. Fields and so on are returned to the owner in the, when the Yovel year arrives, but Bota Arichoma, an exception to that rule, Bota Arichoma can be redeemed, the buyer can buy it back within the first year, but after that, that's it. It's nechlat, okay? Nechlat means l'chalotin, permanently, completely. It stays in the hands of the lokech, of the purchaser, and does not go back in the oval year. But this such a house is only 4x4, less than 4x4 amos, so it's eno nechlat, okay? It's not considered like kibbutz arichom. Also, ve'en chozin olo me'orcha milchama. We know the Pasuk says in the Chumash that the certain people, when there is a war, are permitted to go back. They don't go out, they're required to go back. They don't participate in the war. Someone just planted a vineyard, someone just betrothed a woman, and also someone just bought and built a new house. Okay, so that also doesn't apply. If it's just a little shack, a little building, 4x4, that doesn't apply as being excused. The Orcha Mecham, waging war, doesn't apply to that either. Good. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo. That's in terms of erev, erev chatzeros. We know, we discussed at the beginning of the year, that in the olden days you had many houses that opened up to the same courtyard. So the din d'rabbana, you can't carry one to the other, even though it's not really reshus harabim and so on. But everybody, like an example would be, have many apartments open up into a one hallway, into a central entryway and so on. So you have to set up what's called an Eruv Chatzeros, where one person has food that's contributed by everybody, it's kept in one person's house, can do it without the person's house, Mizakah, Lobofonim, and so on, but Ein Ma'arvin. So, again, right, and you'll take a look at the Rashi, I'm not going to spend a ton of time to read every single Rashi here, but the person who has, if one of the houses open up to that courtyard, is just a small, less than 4 amos by 4 amos, so then that he's not included, he doesn't have to contribute to the Erev. In other words, his house, he doesn't have to give to the bread the positive use of the Erev. Okay, it's only houses that open up, but it doesn't count. Also, a mishtatvin bo. A mishtatvin bo is for shitufei mavos. That was, again, we discussed this earlier in the year, that's the parallel in terms of a mavoi. A mavoi is an alley where you have several courtyards. We don't have that so much around here, but the picture in Mea Sharon, sort of old neighborhoods in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure elsewhere, you have like one kind of alleyway that opens to the main road, and off the alleyway are different courtyards. So if one of the courtyards had just this one house, it was smaller than 4x4, so again, you don't have to contribute to be part of that either. You don't have to be mishtate with that either. Bein manichin bo Erev. Like when you have the Erev, the again, I mentioned in the past, the word Erev, we refer to an Erev, we think of poles and wires, you know, that's what we call the Erev. In slang, we say the Erev is up, the Erev is down, part of the Erev is down. It's just an expression, the real Erev, that's the Tzuras HaPesach, the wires, the ropes, the strings that are fences and so on that are built around the town, that's really called the Tzuras HaPesach. The Erev is actually the food, the box of matzahs. It doesn't have to be matzahs, but the box of food that's usually kept in one place that everybody has access to. Sometimes the rabbis have, they keep it in the shul, the rabbis study or something. So anyway, Ein Manichim B'Erev, the Erev kind of food, for the Erev can't be left after the collective and all the people can't be left in that house. It has to be an actual house that's part of the Erev. Okay, next page, new page. Be'ein os and also ibur be'ein shtei ayaros. This is a din in terms of tum Shabbos. You know that you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside the what's called the tum Shabbos. Right, not allowed to walk outside the city limits. Basically, when you live in a city, so you are included. In the whole city is your limit on Shabbos. Okay, and the measurement doesn't begin until you come to the city limits. There's no more houses. The din of how close the houses have to be for to create a city and so on. But once you have a city, that's why, let's say, it's interesting because if you're up in the mountains and the whole town is, you know, so you have far less than you can walk than if you're in New York City. Because here it's one house, another house, another house, another house, another. There it ends after a while. So the ending is when you have what's called a carpet. Carpet from carpet is like an area where you would store stuff like a yard almost. Okay, so 70 and two thirds amos. That's what Chazal fixes. So you can have 70 and two thirds amos is sort of like the extension of the town. So if this town, after, even though there are no more houses, 70 and two thirds amos, okay, and the other town doesn't begin, you can't, then that's it. That's considered a separate domain, a separate city. The new city is a new city. You can't now assume you can walk to the end of the next city. All right? 70 and two-thirds amos. If within 70 and two-thirds amos, the town and cities here are not measured by the municipality. I live in New Jersey. There's one town after another. There's Teaneck, and there's Burkittsville, there's Dumont. There's no interruption. You know, it's not like there's a river or a mountain something in the way, like upstate, but it's one town after another. So that doesn't do with whether you call it a municipality, if you have a nicknamed township or something, that's not important. It's important how they build the structure, how to build the structure. So once you come to the end of the buildings of the city and there's an open space of 70 and two thirds amos, okay, it's not that much, but it's something significant, then you're done. That's the end of that's considered the city limits of that town. However, if within the 70 two thirds amos, you have the 70 two thirds amos of the other town, and they cross, the picture of Venn diagram in the middle, there's some overlap. Now those two cities are considered to be one. Okay, so it really would have to be 141 and a third amos, actually, to get, right? 72 thirds times two. Anyway, so the halacha is, let's say they're just misses, right? The picture of the Venn diagram. So the 72 thirds amos of town A ends just before the 72 thirds amos of the next town. So now you have, in fact, you know, these two towns are separate. But if there's a house that mamish is right in the middle, right at the edge of the 72 thirds amos of one town, the edge of the 72 thirds amos of town, there's a house there. So now these areas are united by that one house. That's called ibur. Rashi calls it yesh shivim amos v'shirayim, 70 and a little bit. Okay. Anyway, this one building can extend it, but what our Bryce here is telling us is that the house has to be something substantial. It can't be this little 4x4 shack. That's not going to work. Because that's what it means. Ein Ibur, Ein Os and Ibur, Ein Shtei Aros. Okay, and finally, the Ein Ha'achid V'Hashutvin Cholkin Bo. For now, we'll learn it and we're all corrected. The one with the Gemara say that we actually discussed this earlier as well, that if you have a territory that's so small, so each, and they have brothers who inherit a state, and they inherit this land from the father, so there's not enough for each person to get a solid amount of four amos, so it's so small. So therefore, one can't force the other to sell. Okay, you can't. Or a shufin cholkimbo. Okay, and we can't force one to sell, and because it's simply not enough for each one to get the solid amount. Okay, so after all this, what does it got to do with us in the Gemara? So the Gemara says, who's the author of this brisa? So the Gemara says, Lema Rebbe. It must be Rebbe, because below Rabbanan, because it's got to be Rebbe, not the Rabbanan, because Rebbe is the one who says a sukkah too can't be smaller 4 amos by 4 amos, as opposed to the Rabbanan, who say it can be seven tefachim by seven tefachim, which is much smaller. Okay, it's not Rabban because they presumably they would hold that whatever is true about the sukkah is true about all the other things as well. In other words, whoever is author of this brisa is of the opinion that the minimum size of any kind of dira, any kind of dwelling place, has got to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Less than 4 amos by 4 amos doesn't count. And it's exactly what Rebbe said about a sukkah also. It can't be less than 4 amos. Teshuva came to do it. Can't be. It's not a dira. It's not a normal living place. But the Rabbanon of all the Machlokes Beisham Beisil, but we pass it as we saw in the first Talmud, like Beisham, it's got to be seven, as long as it's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. That should say the same thing about all those other things. If it's good enough for a sukkah, why isn't it good enough for that, right? So the Gemara says, no. I feel the time Rabbanon. Ad kad lo kar Rabbanon hasuk, elin in sukkah, the diras arayi. Ava gavet bayis, the diras keva, who afil Rabbanon modu, the yis ba da'ala, was almost diary bayin shiva, lo diary bayin shiva, lo diary bayin shiva. No, the sukkah was out of the list. Sukkah is different, because they hold that a sukkah has got to be a diras arayi. Okay, the diras arayi can even be smaller than four amos by 4 amos. But these other things are actual dwelling places. That's the koveya for all the other actual dwelling places. There, even though Rabbanu would admit, it's got to be da'ala da'ala. Because a lot smaller than that, no one lives in it. It's not considered a normal dwelling place. For sukkah, it's almost adrab. You don't want it to be a normal dwelling. You want it to be a diras arayi. Right? It's not really a normal dwelling place in a certain sense. Okay, but by these other things, defining bias for all these other purposes we just read, that even Rabbanu would agree. So you have no right to Rebbe author that mission. Okay? That price of it. Yes? Good? Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara goes on with an analysis. We'll just go through it. Amar Mar. So the Gemara is now going to try and explain the reason or the logic behind each one. So Potem and Amezuzim and Amakim, Ein Metam and Agoyim, Ein Onecha Botar Echoma, Ein Chozom Erecha Echoma, all those first five, okay, on the list, Potem and Amezuzim, the bias seem behul bekulu, because if you look in the Chumash, each of these five cases, it's not like Rashi quotes on the Pesukim. In each of the five cases, the Torah itself says this applies to a bias. Okay, by mezuzu savtam amuzos beisecha, market kisim that bias chadosh and so on. But the Rechoma says batim, it says batim, right? By Orchem Echom, by the people go back, from the battlefront. It also says, "Omi Yishas Yerbona Bayis." Okay, so in all these cases, Tzaras HaBayis, Kenega Nirali BaBayis. In all these places, the Torah used the word bias. So therefore, a bias is a place that's 4 amos by 4 amos minimally. So that's why, in all these cases, we insist that it's got to be 4 by 4 amos minimally. Next ones. It doesn't say the word bias by those cases. So how come a smaller structure is not sufficient for, does not have to contribute to the Erev for Erev Chatzeres or the Shit of Mavos, or you can't store the Erev there? So we don't find that there's a custom there that says bias. The answer is the lo chazi l'dira. Okay? Because again, those all have to do with the whole idea of the Erev, it's the place where people live. So room 4x4 is so small, it's not really considered a normal living space, and therefore you need to have a dira, the little chazi l'dira, okay? Because the whole idea of the Erevin is that all the diras are united, right? All the, it becomes like one big dira, so to speak, as if everybody lives in such a small place. And again, you look at the Rashi's, okay, but such a small place is not going to be called a dira, alright? So it's not worth, it's not, doesn't meet the qualifications for a dira. Okay, so that's in terms of. So the Gemara answers one second. Erev Chatzeres in Manichem Bal v'Shituf Manichem Bal. The Gemara modifies it. He says the food for the Erev Chatzeres you can't put there, but the food for the Shituf Mavos you can. So my time, the Lo Gara Mechatzer Shem Mavoy. It's not going to be worse than the Chatzer itself. In other words, when you have Shituf Mavos, okay, where several Chatzeres open into the same Mavoy, the food can be put in one of the Chatzeres. So this 4x4 house is not even worse than the chutz itself. So there you can talk and put it. But for the Cheruv Chatzeres, we're uniting all the apartments, all the diras into one chutz, into one unit, then you have to have a dira where you put the food. Okay? The Tanan Eruv Chatzeres, B'chotzer, Shtu, Mavim, Mavim. Vavina Ba, Eruv Chatzeres, Chazim, Tanan, Arosa, Eruv Bais, I'm sorry. So we'll read again. Eruv Chatzeres, B'chotzer, Shtu, Mavim, Mavim. Okay? Vavina Ba. What do you mean? Eruv Chatzeres, B'chotzer? Well, it's not. I know some of the Shar, Be'shar Aksal Perez Eino Erev. Dar Sham Eino Osem. Okay, that can't be right, because you can't put Erev Chatzeres in the Chatzer itself. That can't be correct. That's Sugan Erev. It can't be correct, because we have a rule that a Be'shar, Be'shar is like a little, sometimes you see them nowadays. You come to like one of these exclusive neighborhoods, we got to drive in, there's a little guard booth there. Like these little booths they have over here. They're still there at the corner, right? Yeah. You start policemen there. But when it was the worst neighborhood, it was the neighborhood. But the, you know, the little booths, little place where people, guards there. It's called Beis Shara, by the gatekeeper, right? Or Aksadra. Aksadra is some kind of a porch, okay? Or Mepez, a different kind of porch. One is a ground floor porch, one is a second floor porch. Where all the, you know, you can picture, you have one, picture a motel. We have, like, on the side, you have, like, all the doors of the motel open to one long porch, one long sidewalk. On the second floor, okay. When you come out, you know, in a house, you know, we come down to the inside. A motel, all the doors, you picture what I'm saying, you know, yeah. all the rooms open to that. So that's called the Aksadra, the Pesas, and so on. I think of the Pesas on the second level. So anyway, so had no sin a ruva b'veishar Aksadra Pesas ain't no erev, no good. Okay, you got v'adar sham, and someone lives in that funny place. Okay. And no oser, the guard sleeps there too. He doesn't ask, he doesn't have to be part of it. Ela ema, rather, the mishnah should read, Eruve chatzeros bebayis shebachotzer. The Eruve chatzeros food has to be left in one of the houses of the chotzer. Bishitubavos bechotzer shebavoy. And the food for the shitubavos should be left in a chotzer. Okay? The high, this four amos by four amos shack is lo garam bechotzer shebavoy. It's no worse than the chutz itself, just because it's enclosed. You can leave it in the chutz, you can leave it there too. Right? Good, everyone with me? Yeah? All right. Ve'ein osin oso ibur ben shtei ayaros. Okay? We can't make this house a link between two cities. If it's on right on this, you have this house uniting the two 72 third amma extensions. Can't be united by such a small. Why not? It doesn't say bias there. It says it'll be a dira. Okay? Well, why can't it unite it? Okay, because we find that even Burgnin is like a hut. Okay, so I assume that that's what he was doing. I think, I don't know. Okay, no? Let's see. Is that the sugya? I don't know what they're up to exactly, but it's a man, so it looks like a hut. Some kind of a hut. The Burgnin's a hut. There are different opinions to be shown about, you know, who was a hut either for the shepherds or for the people collecting fruit or people stored stuff in there. Okay, Rashi said it's for the shomrei peros or it's for hunters, inside the ofos and so on. Whatever it is, burgen. Okay, it's called burgen. Good. So it says dafilu hiburna mishela my time of burgen chazam usai v'hai lo chazam usai. Okay, and this is even worse than the burgen. Okay, this is even with this 4x4 amos hut or shack is worse than Burgnin. Okay, because a Burgnin, at least, you know, it's suitable for a guy to sit in when it's suitable for Tush, it's because of the Messiah. But this is not even worth anything. Okay, it's not of any value basically. It's going to fall apart soon. So, okay. And finally, one second. You told me that the reason with the brothers or the people inheriting the estate or partners splitting the estate, if it's so small, you can't split because you're not each person going to have 4 amas. So more says, so wait a second. So 4 amas shouldn't be the cutoff point. Even with 6 amas, you still wouldn't have enough for each, right? Or even up to 8, you wouldn't have 7.9, you wouldn't have enough, right? He says, "Horis bedal was chokin, but tonight ain't chokin. So much bo arba amos lezer, amos lezer. We discussed that once, right? You have to have 4 amos for each. And la'ema ain't bo din chaluka. With the Gemara, with the Mishnah, it doesn't have the din of chaluka kechotzer. It doesn't have the din of dividing up like a chotzer. The Amar of Huna chotzer lefi psachem is chalakes because the Amar also in a chol pesach or pesach arba amos v'shar chokin also b'shava. Okay." That's how you divide it up. Rashi gives it a whole tzir. I'm not sure the one you have, but I looked in one of the picture books. There's one big house and 3 small houses. The one I you had also. one big house. So you saw how, you know, each person gets like a front yard. Okay, so to divide it up based upon, you know, each front yard, or does that's one opinion. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda says no, each one gets its own area, and the rest is split. But anyway, the Hanan really biased the Rabbi. The Rabbi Koy, I have the lechotzer. Hi, the Mister Koy, I have the lechotzer. If one of the things, a bias, which is, it's lemehavi koy, it's meant to be permanent. So you get him a yard with it. He gets a chotzer with it. But this is going to be knocked down anyway. It's not worthy of being lived in. So then we don't give him the chotzer. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. Any problem? That's a sugya. It's not really that difficult. And so I want to look at a few things. First of all, take a look at Tosis back in Gimel Aleph. Go through the sheets now. Tosis Gimel Aleph. Bayashen Godal. Tosis bothered or notes the fact that there, our Mishnah has a list. How many things on the list? Let's look at it quickly. It's Patron Mezuzim and Amake, and Matamar Goyim, and Nechavot Erechoma, and Chosomar Chuchoma, and Ma'arvinbo, and Mishtafma, and Manichimbo Erev. It's eight. Benosos, Iber Bench to Eros, nine, Benach and Shuho, ten. So our Bryce here lists 10 things for which a structure of less than Arba Amos by Arba Amos doesn't count. Okay? 10 things. So there are others. There seem to be other things. And that's what Tosis is bothered by. And Yushalmi actually mentions others. So Tosis points out, Bayis Shein Bodal Amos, okay, writes, Yushalmi Chashu, a few other things. Shein Tovel Lemaser. What does that mean? Something does not become ready for or eligible for separating Shumas and Maisus, and hence the Chaloshim of Tevel. Tovel here is not Tovel in the Mikvah. Tovel here is Tevel. You know, Tevel, non-produce, which was not tithe. So it becomes, we have to have what's called Re'ias Pnei HaBayis. They brought into the house. That's the rule. You brought into the house. So such a house, the Yushalmi says, so they bring into this little store, temporary room, that doesn't count. Okay, that's what it means, Eino Tova Lamaisa. So that's another example. And our mission, our brother says, listen, furthermore, but I know they're in a bias. Let's say a guy takes a neda, I'm not walking into any house, the next, whatever. Can he walk into this thing? So he says, I know they're in a bias, mutter l'chanez bo. Yushalmi says, no, it doesn't work here, because his neda was only on a bias, it's not called a bias. And they could have also said to Tosis, the Yen Pesach base of Shonara Morosa. A Nara Morosa, a woman who's engaged, but she had Kiddushin, that she sleeps with somebody else, so she's put to death. And it says she put to death, Pesach base of Yen, in front of the house of the father. So they could have included that too. It's got to be a house. Okay, that's what Tosis says. In plain English, there were certain things left out. I didn't put on a page of my Rav in the back. Discusses, you know, that it's not really a kasha on us because obviously several things were left out of us. Yushalmi is a more exhaustive list. Okay, that's Yushalmi, and that's what Tosu was saying. They should have counted the base of the number or Nar Rasa too. So the Aruch HaNer here, I printed in source 5, says, Achen b'ikra adori chashu haf the pathways of shir. The word shir means leftovers, was something left out. Sometimes we have the concept called ton of the shir. Sometimes, many times, you have a Mishnah writes and lists off certain things, and they'll ask, what did you not say this for? The other one, Tana Mashiach wasn't meant to be a completely exhaustive list. He left some things off. It's okay. Tana Mashiach. Shir means leftovers, like Shira. Okay, Shira, I mean leftovers. So sometimes we say, Tana Mashiach, the author of the Mishnah, the author of the Brisa listed off, but the list off is not meant to be a totally exhaustive list. So the question is this one of the things left off? This Pesach Beis Av to Bishlama. So Tarchi, and he says the Bishlam who call Hanan the Chashu Tarchi those bias Chashu Maroy Ladira. All the other things that we have basically has to be a bias that's Maroy Ladira. You put together everything we just said, whether it says bias in the pasuk or not, but it has to be a bias that's a Maroy Ladira. Okay, that's the common denominator. V'pachos b'daram zulo Chashu Ladira b'keva. Who we should darbo in the person? Ah, someone does live there. So, but the diet to the Nazkan over the Kovan held on it, it's not considered the normal. Below next year, Kibayas. It's still what we call the bias. Aval Indian Pesach base of the Narva Rasa says the Orchaner, why does she get stoned there? She says, Hatam the Niskel Shamu, Bishum Lomar La'av, Ryu Gidulim Shigidalta. It's almost like to offend, not to offend, but what's the right word? To blame the parents in a way. They raised this girl. She did such a terrible thing. You know, what kind of a, you know, a home are you raised in that she sleeps, you know, sleeps around and so on. So that's why you go to where the father lives. What do I care if this gentleman, this man, happens to live in some shack? Who cares? No, it's not a matter of a bias with the Torah, you know, emphasize must be a bias, it must be a bandira. If this is where he lives, then the whole purpose is to do it where he can see what's taking place. So wherever he lives, he lives in a tent, he lives on a park bench, it doesn't matter. Right? That's what Tosa said, the Rav Leib is saying. I'm not sure, with respect to Tosa, whether that one really counts, whether that would really be on a list. Tosa is one that's left off the list. Okay, Yerushalmi is a more exhaustive list left off that list too. So Rav Hanan said, I'm not sure that belongs anyway. Because there the issue is not a bias or a derelict. It's wherever the father happens to live, that's where you do it. You follow? So it's not necessarily the same din. Mali Bashwadir, well, came on Shav Dar, Shav Mitzel, Iskol Shom, or else we can do it, all right? If that's where he lives, so that's where you do it. The Tayda, in Kain Neymar, Gam Kain, be a fast Torah. The Rav Hanan points something else out, right? Ashes, you fast Torah, right? The woman who's an attractive woman who's taken captive in the war. Remember the passage of the Ki Sein say? You have to bring her into the house. You don't take her in the war, you take her into the house. Maybe there also, we should say, it's got to be a house of Dal al Dal. And the Orchid is by implication, saying, no, the idea is to bring her where? To your house, where you live. It's not called Halakha, but who cares? That's not relevant to that case. Wherever you live. Okay? B'chein gabe mashkino, chutz lebezid, d'chsiv lo sovo beis al avot avoto. You're someone that have a collateral. Okay? So it says you're not allowed to, when you lend somebody money and take somebody's collateral, you're not allowed to walk in his house and take the collateral. It belittles or degrades the person. So maybe, b'chutz tamo, you wait outside and let him bring it to you. Okay? Remember that pasuk also by mashkino. Okay, by Mashkin, it says, Lo Savo, Beso, Avot, Avoto, Bachut Tamon, he'll bring it out to you. It's a matter of human dignity. The guy owes you money, and so you don't have to lord it over him. You don't just walk into his house and take your thing. You wait till he brings it out. So I might think maybe that's also, Aveso, Tok, Beseva. That's by her, Lo Savo, Beso, Avot, Avoto. It also says Beso. So maybe it only implies if it's a 4x4 house and he lives in a shack, you wouldn't be allowed to go? No, because there it's not a din of the deer. It's again a din of what? Where he lives. This is where he lives. Whatever it is. Right? So it's one thing to say it's not an exhaustive list, I left off one or two, but you left off a lot, you have to wonder. Besides that, he says, the pasuk, you have to mention bias, I would have known in all these cases. Anyway, the Zohar Chanan says that therefore, Nilan is daiti, Luke 3, 6, 7 lines before the end, Nilan is daiti, lulei dibriatosis, did it scale us albeis abriyo shu darshan through Abel daladal, you can't let Kashim and Kohani. Okay? Not for Tosas, I would have said that the case of the Naram Rosas also shouldn't be on the list. Okay, now Kati Koshma, here is a different question. We should have included another one. And that is by Korban Pesach. It says you have to eat the Korban Pesach where? In your house. It says, Babayas Hu Yachel. You're not allowed to take the meat outside. Right? You have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach in the house. So the Aruch HaNer says, what bothers me is, okay, and should be, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in a house that's at least dal by dal. Okay, now you might argue that also should be allowed because again, bias there doesn't mean house, but means with your group, with your chabura. Okay, it just means a place, and that's not true, because he figures out that it means that that's the place. So he really, and he leaves that as a kasha. He leaves that at the end, he says it's Orgiyam. Okay? So that was one point I wanted to mention. But yeah.
I understand the Orgiyam's kasha about Naram and Rasa, because the Gemara also said it could be either because it's really or because it says Bison and Pasuk. It says Bison and Pasuk.
I understand, but he said, okay, that's probably what's driving Tosu, but he said, even though it says Bison and Pasuk by FS Torah also. Obviously, not every time. He's looking what's behind it. Okay, he said what's behind it clearly is this is your place. It goes by where you are. I mean, you can argue with that. That's Arvin's point. Yeah. He's saying it goes by it's your place. It doesn't matter that it says bias. Yeah.
I mean, it seems to make sense if we include everything on the list except Mezuzah.
Yeah, because it was the one.
I'm saying Maggid obviously is technical, Tumah technical, but here Kama also technical. And all these, but like clearly Mezuzah is like a Shafiq idea of like your house. Like it's, so you can apply a Shafiq idea to all these pieces, but it's much more apparent.
I hear that. By Mezuzah, okay. Anyway, that's our part. It's an interesting stuff. Okay. The major issue I'd like to look at now is this business of dalal, okay, or what hashlachos, what ramification that has for us to be passed in the Zion. What exactly does dalal mean? Okay, so we take a look back on the top of Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara we did it right back to the Helmei Amalka story. Okay, so what they do at Akasha, right? The whole Helmei Amalka story came in, if you remember, Beis Mabez was introduced by a Meisvei. Okay, and it was against the Meisrei. It's probably worth seeing that Rashi again. Where's that Rashi? Meisrei, six lines up from the bottom of Beis Mabez. Just take a look. Meisrei lahanach amaroi the priest of the plukta nasisin lufar shvazel. Right, it's a question on the amaroi who have a dispute about the size of Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Abba. Okay, about the size, right? Rav Chanan bar Abba said you have to have the only machlokas is Shein Machzeker is Kedei Rosh Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Huna said the machlokas was Arba al Arba, right? So, and both of them they asked the Kasha of Helmei Amalka, that's how it came into the story. That was the Meisrei. So the Gemara had answered because first they tried to answer, well, she was different as a woman, no, she had children. So, Gemara answers, we're talking about the Kitonios, the small partitioned off areas within the Sukkah. So let's look at where the Gemara says it. Amar Rav Ashi, on the sixth line of Gimel, back on top of the page. Amar Rav Ashi, lo nitzvu ala kitonis shabo. Rabbanan sovri bonea besukka me'al yavu yasu, iyu yasu v'kitonios, mishu tzidusa, mishu hachdi la omar odobar, yudu sor bonea gavo yavu yasu, filo hachdi la omar odobar. According to Rabbanan, the children, at least those who were old enough for chinuch, whatever age that was, right, the older of her children, were sitting in a proper sukkah, and she was sitting in Ketonis, because she's not Chayav Tzuk anyway, she's the woman, all right? And that's why they're saying to her. Yehuda says, no, they're all sitting together, and they're still saying to her, so I'm right. Okay, so that was a sukkah over there, right? Look in the Rashi, look at Ketonis Shabbat, third line of Rashi on the page. Sukkah Gedola, the name is Ketonis Ketana Besochel, it's a partition off place for privacy. And the he b'kitonis yasu, she sat in that area. Rafa gav the pesukah. It was on the spill of the sukkah. Yehuda holds. Okay, now the warriors. 1 second. Next Rashi, very important. V'tomar l'Rav Chana the muki plukta b'shen machzets elik deirosh u'rushuchano. Hacha kevin the bonei gabah havil gedola umodi bo rabbanu. My raya shul Yehuda. I mean, if she's there with her 7 children, then it must be a larger area. Okay, it must be a large area to fit everybody. Okay, and therefore, what's it with this riot? So, the Rashi gives an answer. The table is there, and so on. But anyway, nearer the vadal of Chanan Kasha, the high tirutzal of Hunahu, the chain ikar, the shi rosh ru. I mean, like, come on, they all the zayin tvachim, the efshal shiur bonim and shiur tvachim. Okay, Rashi says that Rav Chanan remains difficult. The answer of the Gemara about the Ketonis, which as we first learned this, was only worked for Rav Huna. It didn't work for Rav Chanan. Okay, it remains difficult because they're not all, if the children are with him and so on, so that it sounds like it was right. So it doesn't answer for that. What I wanted to show you was Rashi, Tosis. Take a look at Tosis. Lo nitzucha al Ketonis Shabbat. Masha dochak bekotches Rav Chanan bar Rabba ma raya Rabbi Yehuda ha'i efshal shivonim b'shivat tfachim. Right, what was the raya of Yehuda? You can't have 7 kids. He's got to take up a tefach seating space. He says lav perche. It's no question. The dilma arucha tuma. Maybe the sukkah was extremely long. It just wasn't wide. Avalo ha'isu v'chava shivat tfachim. It wasn't 7 tefachim wide. Ubanea, but Ozara Chaviyasu. Wherever the children sit, long and narrow, so plenty of space. Okay? Who said it was Zion? Zion was not a roof. Maybe it was, you know, it was very, very long. Okay? The width wasn't 7 tefachim. Now, what do you have next to the word Shiva Tefachim at the Hebrew Gemara?
Next to Shiva
Tefachim. The dollar, the letter or something?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, because there's a Gears question, right? Take a look. Does everyone understand Tosis though?
Yeah.
The Tosis is basically saying that even if the width is not 7 tefachim, but if it's long, it's also good. Okay? It's also good. Now, with that in mind, take a look at the Tosa Rosh, the printed source thing. It's basically the same thing as Tosa, but one important word different. Okay, so it's not that. Is the Tosa Rosh simply given an hour? Lo nitzrucha ala katon shabo. Mashanilcha grashin or chanam araba by raya, nice and good, hechi yoshu zayin bonim and zayin tochim. Love pirchi. Tosa Rosh says the question of Rashi, how could 7 kids sit in the 7 tochim without a question? The Dilma Aricha Tuba, maybe it was very long. Avalo Haisa Rechoba Elo Zayin Tvachim. Notice the word Elo. Ubaneba Osar Chaviyasi. The Tosa Rosh is Girsa, and that's what that Os Dalad is telling us in the Tzoros of Shas. Elo Shiva came to our Goma. Okay, that's how some hold it. She'll say Elo. Meaning as follows. You don't have to have, here's the Girsa difference. In Tosa, we have it printed on the page, the Tosa Rosh. Clearly, first of all, from Tosas, it doesn't have, when we say Zion al Zion, it doesn't actually have to be seven tefachim by 7 tefachim in terms of the square size. It has to be, okay, it has to be, the total surface area has to be at least the equivalent of Zion al Zion. Was 49 square tefachim. Okay? In other words, according to the version of Tosas that we have, even if it's less than, it doesn't have the word Elo. The way we have in Tosas is, Avalo Haisa Rechava Shiva Tefachim. It wasn't even 7 tefachim wide. It was less than 7 tefachim wide. So how can it be good? The answer is because it was very long. So 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is 49 square tefachim, right? So, as long as the sukkah is 49 square tefachim, okay, let's assume it was only 5 tefachim wide, but it was 10 tefachim more. So you have 50 square tefachim, it's good, right? Because you have 49 square tefachim. That's according to the Girsa and Tosa that we have. According to the Tosa Rosh, though, no, it's got to be the minimum has to be 7 tefachim. You can't have less than 7 tefachim. I don't care if it's 100 feet long. Okay, if it's not 7 tefachim width, or the other way around, I don't care if it's 100 feet wide, and the length is not 7 tefachim, so no good. That's what he said to Tosa Rosh. His lashon was, Lo Haisa Rechava Ela Zayin Tefachim. But Zayin Tefachim you have to have. You see the machlokas in the Girsa here? That's what we'll see. It's machlokas opposed. They were with me? Okay. But in any event, what comes out is an interesting question. We talk about, in all these cases, about Dalalamas and Dalalamas, or 7 tefachim, 7 tefachim sukkah, we talk about the total square yardage, or square feet, whatever, or are we talking about that the minimum length of width has to be like that? So that's what happens.
So if we're talking about square footage,
yeah.
You could have, like, what would the minimum be, 14 by 1?
I would guess.
So how is that related to your, like, if you're 1 tefach wide? How is that?
Yeah, I mean, so you have to cramp. We'll see about that point.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, well, let's look at other situations first. Let's take a look by mezuzah. Okay, let's see by mezuzah. We're going to address your point. So when it comes to mezuzah, it said 4, and this is okay, okay, 4 amos by 4 amos, right? So again, does that mean that the room or the building has to be 16, 4 by 4? Or it can be 16 square amos, even if it's 2 by 8? Okay, so is my question? And it's very much no gala maisa. Very much no gala maisa. You have many people when you first walk into my house like that. When you first walk in the front, there's like a little alcove, you know, where the front closet is, and maybe we have to hang coats on, a mirror there, whatever, a little table. Okay? And it's 4 amos one way, but it's not 4 amos the other way. Okay, many homes have when you first walk in, there's like a little entryway. So what's the story? You need a mezuzah there. Because then that little room is not, then it opens into the hallway, to time or whatever, whatever continues, right? So do you need a mezuzah, right? Or something otherwise? So the Rambam says the following. In Hilchos Mezuzah, it's really Tfilah and Mezuzah say the Torah together. So the Mezuzah says, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, source 10. Bayin she'ein lo arba avos la'arba avos, potem la mezuzah. Okay? But, so that's good, that means by our sukkah. But, im yesh bo kidei l'rabeya arba avos la'arba avos m'shomet, avo k'nishu ongul. But if you can, if your square footage in the factory, square amosage is good, okay? And even if it's a round room, but you could, not circle, square, you can get 4x4 amos into that round area, or baal chomei zomios, it's pentagon shaped the room, but you know, and therefore it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, but the total surface area is the equivalent of 4x4 amos or more, okay? He says, then your chavis is made. Tzarech lomar shemaya orko yeser al rochbo. And certainly, if it's, you know, length is much greater than width, ho yeshua ve'arvos ha'arvos chayv mezuzah. I'm passing your chayv mezuzah in certain cases. Okay? It goes by the surface area. Says the Kesef Mishnah, there in part of the mezuzah, aluch ha'beis, b'raisa b'reish sukkah, u'mefar ha'shrapeinu, the hainu she'ein bo k'dei rabe arba l'arba, ahu yesh bo k'dei rabe chayv. Okay, but that's the rabbi. The Rosh Cholek El Zeh. Okay, the Rosh disagrees. The Chosav, the Mezuzah, the Dalai Lama's Be'inan, the Be'inan Akelo Chazil Adir. He says, no, it's exactly your point. Okay, I mean, if it's 1 by 16 or whatever, it's not Chazil Adir, right? We'll get back to Sukkah, but I'm saying by Mezuzah. Where is the Rosh? So that's a print in source 12. Many of the Sukkahs that have to do with certain mitzvahs appear of all places in the Seventh Menachos. Okay, Masechet Menachos deals, as the title indicates, with mincha, right? Mincha offerings, and it's part of kashrut. After Zvachim, from Zvachim is the first Masechet of kashrut, second one's Menachos, right? These are the mincha offerings. Obviously, not going to be a halacha like today. There's no Beis Hamikdash, right? So there's no riff on Menachos, because the riff only goes on those Masechet, those things which are halacha like. There's no, but it happens to be that one of the things which comes up in Menachos is a lot of laws of tzitzis, a lot of laws of tzon, because one of the prophets in Menachos talks about things that are ma'akev, one thing to the other. So once they're talking about that, the Mishnah says, where the Tchelis is ma'akev lavan, and the Sharosh ma'akev shliyah. So a lot of discussions about tzitzis and tzon are found in Masechet Menachos of all places. Okay, that's the one. Many of the famous tzitzis sukkahs are the early mems of Masechet Menachos, about Tcheles, and about, all the different sentences. So, usually in the back of the Masechet of the Rosh, but the Rosh also wrote only on, like the Rif, only on the things of Halacha Maisa. So, where do the other dinim appear? There's no Rif on Nida either. Most of Nida talks about Tumah and Tara and so on, but in terms of Halacha of Nida, which I'm going to get today, so the Rif is in the second part of Shuas, because Nida comes up in the Mishnah this. You got it in somewhere else. But the point is, the Rosh printed in the back of Masechet Menachos something called Halachos Ketavos, where he goes through the style of the regular Rosh, and in the other Masechet, where he goes through the Halacha Levayis section of that Masechet. So now Halachos Ketavos of in the back of Menachos, in the Rosh, Hilchos Mezuzah, Siman Tes Zayin, verse 12, says, Garcina Mesukha Tamar Abon, Bayi Shem Ba'arvaz Ha'ba'arvaz Potom Mezuzah, and Rakhid Tetra, Afo Pi, the Rosh says all those things in our first paragraph, so all those 10 things we mentioned, and the extra one, the Tosafot brings up, the extra one, the Arba, every other thing, if they belong to us, there has to be Arba was Dafka. Okay, not the matter of a square, square yard or square footage. Okay? So again, that's the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Tur, Hilchos Mezuzah, Yerodeh, Reish Pei Vav 13, So the first bayis eno makura, eno makura has no cover, no roof, no ceiling. Okay, bayis eno makura. Oh, she eno arba was patura. V'chasa rama yesh mo rabe arba arba afu mishu ogu lo bal hei was chayav. It's our home, she ogu lo zor ogu mishu chayav. Came to shishu rabe and dal dal. But don't you know, but arba chasa she eno chayav. Elim kein hu rubu dal dal. So the tour clearly sees this as in the case of Mishnah. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Okay, when you go by the total square foot, so to speak, you want to go by the actually Dalas Dalas. But it's Yosef on the tour there. It's in Reish Pei. Well, Washkosa Ish Marba Rosh Matur, Bryce the Parakama Sukra, because the Rosh Matur is Mezuzah, after which from Cholab Sarim Inks, etc. Quotes the whole thing, and the Rambam is in the fourth line of Ad Kama Shom. Then he says, "Vezel Losh the Rambam." He quotes the Rambam verbatim. Okay, I printed it all for you. Look what he says now, two lines of Rambam. Ul inyan halacha naktinim kerambam. He still says, in my opinion, surprise, we pass like the Rambam. Okay, the halo polim alel el harosh, because the only one we find who says otherwise is the Rosh. Okay, and therefore the Rosh says, "Das yachin belishna the arba avos al arba avos shalom and min harosh ainam mukhrach." I mean, the Rosh Lechora learned because it says Arba Amos by Arba Amos. I mean, the Gemara didn't say it's a square foot. The Gemara said Arba Amos. I'll be pastors in the Sunni. The Rosh is right. That's the case the Beisos is pointing out. I'll be pastors the Rosh of the Gemara. Is the Rosh is correct? It's got to be Arba Amos. At least Arba Amos in this direction. At least Arba Amos in that direction. At least Arba Amos wide. At least Arba Amos long. And that's what Arba Amos al Arba Amos means. So the pastors the language. He's right. But the Beisos says. The list of the Arba Amos, Arba Amos, Shalom, and Arba Amos, and Arba Amos, the Chol, Shigesh, Murabe, Arba Amos, Arba Amos, the Chol, Arba Amos, Arba Amos. 4x4 includes, sometimes 2x8, include other examples. Okay? The Chol, Shigesh, Murabe, came right with the room. That's what he said, if you can do that, if you fit 4 hours of promise, it's right with the room. Maybe not the most comfortable, but it's right with the room. Okay? As a side point, then we'll get it. Again, if it shows you the tour, they all learn this about Chokhmah, this about the Rosh. I printed a tshuva of Chassam Sofer in the Chelek Yerodeis and Reish Pei, just the middle of the tshuva. He says, the Odani Omer, this is the diuk, as to why, the Rambam, because again, the Pashtun, the Beis Yosef said that the Pashtus of the language of the Shoah of the Gemara is like the Rosh. Arba Amos, al Arba Amos. Right? I mean, the Pashtun is, it's got to be at least Arba Amos in each direction. And you're telling me, no, it can be 3 in one direction, and you know, 1 and 5 in the other direction is also good. Okay, so the Pashas, the Beis Yosef admitted the Pashas like that, and he says in the end, yeah, but you know, as long as you fit it in, that's considered to be the same thing. Okay, but it doesn't say that. The Pashas is still like the Rosh, right? So, Chassam Sofer says, Oron Yom HaShekamar al Beis Yosef, because the Choshev Dal Al Yesh and Far Shar Shai Tzir Modu, the stam dal dal perusha maruba. He says, first of all, even the Beis Yosef, who's passing the Rambam, will admit that in the other cases, it's a special thing by Beis Yosef, will admit that in the other cases, dal amos by dal amos is, literally, you got to have at least 4 amos. You can't do it. It doesn't go by the square footage. Okay, he quotes the Mishnah always like that. But rather, lo kosov harav beis Yosef kain elahet the son of Yeshbo. Okay, what language? As far as language is usual. Okay, take a look at how the sukkah begins. Bayis she'ein bo arba avos or Yeshbo. What's his idea of Yeshbo or ein bo? Dala dala. Just say bayis she'u dala dala is good. Dala not dala dala is no good. Dala dala requires there is a dala. So some sofer says maybe that's the diuk. Yeshbo means it can fit in. You know, the square footage can fit in. Maybe that's the diuk of the Rambam, so to speak. Okay, it doesn't have to be ruba. Ruba means square. Rova. Rova is a square. I mean, we talk about a rova, not necessarily automatically a square, but a down square is not necessarily an exact square. It can be a rectangle too. But I mean, the point is that the word maruba means square. So, Chassam Sofer says maybe the language here is, it doesn't have to be square, but it has to fit in. It has to fit in because yesh bo. Okay, take it or leave it. The hechad and son of yesh bo. Oh, is yesh shafaris bo. I don't know what the next word is. This one. Oh, is shafaris bo. To the word meaning. Tishpartel. Okay. Yeah. Question. You got a question?
Yeah, is this in the Rambam? It's
four by
four, like
mulch,
like a rush, or how we ready?
What,
is
this for some silver?
Yes.
No, I think he's explaining why the Rambam not required four by four. It was yesh bo, it could fit in.
Yeah.
It
goes both ways.
Yeah, okay. Okay. In terms of Hilchos, how do we pass him? So in 16, I mean, obviously, the Machaber passes like the Beis Yosef, not a surprise. Okay, the Mechaber reads, "Bayish ain bo dar alas potter, v'miyesh bo k'dela vei dar alas b'shove, afo p'nish arach yes arach po shu oglo shu bal zo hei zo vei uschay." So Shulchan Aruch sticks his guns, and Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Okay, they have to have a place which is 4 hours by 4 hours. I'm saying 4 hours by 4 hours, as long as you can fit it in. Okay. As long as you can fit it in. Okay. All right, now let's look at the other side of the Shach, verse 17. The Shach on Reish Pei Vav, Mechav Gimel. Yeah? 17. The Shach says, quote the Rosh. The Mechaber doesn't quote the Rosh. Mechaber just tells you it did, it's like the Rambam, as long as you can fit it in, right? Even if it's not square, as long as Kedei Rabbi, you can have that square footage. The Das Harosh She'eno Chayv Mezuzah Ela Im Kain Homeruba Dal Al Dal Amos. Okay, the Shach says, so the Rosh disagrees. Shach says, Kosh Chav Gimel. Ulafi She'kosa Beis Yosef Atina Karamba the whole Pog Ela Harosh. That which the Beis Yosef wrote, and we pass it to Rambam because the only argument is the Rosh. And therefore, Lo Hegi Kana Lo Dibir Rambam. That's why in Shulchan the Beis Yosef wrote that in the Beis Yosef on the tour, and that's why he wrote the Shulchan all the sheets around him. Abu Be'emes says the Shah, I lose you. Gam Das in the Yurchum, the self sefer Adam is the name of Adam Mechabah, so it's the end of the Adam section. Kehar Rosh, because of Shetan Ken Kapsul Iker, he says the Rosh is not a Das of it, it's a Beni Yurchum. Now, that's not by itself surprising, because the Yurchum is the Talmud Rosh. Okay, so. You could argue maybe that's what he meant. You don't count them separately. Of course, the Talmud follows whatever. But the Shach doesn't say that. The Shach says you have someone else. Reina Ruch was also like the Rosh. Al Kain Nire, the Yesh would cover below Bracha. So the Shach passes. You should have to put up a mezuzah in such a small area. Okay? Even if it's not Dalada, but it has the requisite square footage. You should put it up without a Bracha. In deference, the Sheet of the Rosh, who's not a Das Shach, Reina Ruch agrees with it. Says the Shach, put up without a bracha. Okay. Oh, Shavar, put the gam al chayr zayin dak and kamas. All the other trick, put up a mezuzah. So put up a mezuzah. Vada needs a bracha. They make a bracha on that, and later you have a mind to cover this too. That's a Shach. Yeah.
I think you should go back to the Shach for a second.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Also, just like technically, that you can be more megil by area when we're talking about dal dal and zayin zayin, meaning that the Gemara never used yesh bo by sukkah zayin zayin because like.
You
but if you
yeah.
At least have one
Amor, right?
That's
the
main
slide.
It makes a lot more sense.
Again, we'll come back to that, but I hear your point. Good. So that's the Shach. But again, the Shulchan passed that. The Rambam straight out. The Shach said, well, the Rosh disagrees, and so the Rucham, so we'll say, on the safe side, put up Mezuz without a problem. The key Eger there, and it's a Reish Pei Vav, that's a good gimbal, right? Dala Dala Potter. The higher the inside atzmuso potter mezuzah. You mentioned something else. By itself, such a room is potter mezuzah. Ava becheder shulchanim or shulchanim becheder. According to the chemical, the alcohol. She yotzei becheder hagadol becheder hakamerchi. Hapesach ahu chayav mezuzah. Inside hagadol she yotzei min derech mezuzah becheder cotton. The Rikaya says the following. Let's say you have a taco, one of those small alcoves. less than arba amos ha'arba amos. May have the square footage, okay? But perhaps even it does have the square footage. Your anger is saying, so that by itself definitely does not mean mezuzah. Let's assume it doesn't even have the square footage. That rule by itself definitely does not require mezuzah. Okay, but when you go from, if that room leads to another room, big room, which does require a mezuzah, so then you should put a mezuzah on the doorway going from the bigger room to that room, because it's no different than going outdoors. Right, you can go through that door, you're going outdoors, you're coming in from outdoors. That room, the little area by itself doesn't need, but it needs it as you know, in the other direction, Kiryagar posits, because you're going from there outdoors, so to speak. That little room should be no worse than the outdoors. Okay, which is in the heart. The Pesukei Teshuva brings, from the Chavud HaDeliyom, again, an important, it's a Nogea HaLachomaisa. Okay, it's a Nogea HaLachomaisa. Pesukei Teshuva writes, here in Yerodes, in Reish Pei Vav, Sifat Nidala. The Kiryagar is a side point, interesting. Whatever he says, the Chavud HaDeliyom, say the Chavud HaDeliyom, Sabiyan, Nirev Chafim Tzitz, Sabiyan, the other manuscript. Dafka based Dira Tzar, Dafka Shigay Dal Amos Dal Amos. He makes a very important chiluk. When do we insist on Dal Amos Dal Amos? That's when you're talking about a based Dira. But a room which is never considered, identified as a based Dira altogether. Ava Beshar, Umer Peses, Vegina, Afil Lesu Dal Amos Dal Amos Chayav. Okay? The requirement for Dalal al Dalal is some it's a Beis Dira, but if it's not built as a Beis Dira altogether, it's not used as a Beis Dira altogether, and that's not your purpose in it, so then it will require, which is even smaller than Dalal al Dalal. Dalal al Dalal is only needed for something which we want to identify as a Beis Dira. But if it's a garden area, or you know, like I said before, the garden, okay, or something on a porch, it will require your own Nira. That also, if you have in a house, you have some rooms that just used to store it, stuff, and it's small. Will also require a mezuzah. Okay? So today, most people do put up a mezuzah coming from the outside on that small little alcove, even if it doesn't have the right measurements. I think even if it doesn't have square footage either. Okay? But probably based on this Pesukei Teshuva. I just want to show you, getting back to the sukkah. You take a look at the Rashash here. Okay. It's a Gimel Amr Ha'am Beis. Let me find it in the old circle portion. Gimel Beis, the Rashash, is, let's see, I got a word by Time of Borgen. Here it is. In my edition, page Gimel, right-hand column, under the Chidushim. So he says, my time of Borgenen. Okay, Borgenen Chazal Mosiah. And we said the hut uses, it accomplishes what it set out to accomplish. Okay? So he says, Mizeh Nirali, says Rosh Hash, the Beis Shara Pasuach Labayis, the Chayab Mezuzah Filo Engel Dal Adal. Okay? Dilamil Se Chazi. It also serves its purpose. We see from the case of Borgenen that something which is very small, but it serves its own purpose, as if it's that is. So the Rashash says, without referring to this Pesukei Teshuva, okay, but the Rashash says, it seems to me, it is a riot to the Pesukei Teshuva, to the Chavud HaDeliyom, okay, it seems to me the riot for this Gemara, that we have a concept that the Borgenen does its job, so to speak, okay, it's Chazil Musab, is any really? The Beis Shara, Pesuach, Labayis, the Chayav Mezuzah, Afilu Eilu Darlam, the Lusay Chazi. Vatzosi came, to Pesukei Teshuva, what's that, Peches, Pechadosh, but it's Pesukei Teshuva, Sirei Shalom, Sirkot, Tez, Peshem, Chamud, Adelio. Should say Sirkot, Gidala, of course, the Arabic, but not Sirkot, Tez. But anyway, the Rashash, my point is, the Rashash has a riot to this idea from our Gemara that we're talking, because you see that the Borgenen, if something is smaller, but it meets its need 100%, then that counts. Okay? That was what I was sharing from that Rashash. Now, this is a big machlokas, the issue of the square footage and so on and so forth. So let's take a look at the Chuvos de Maharsham that I printed in Gimel Sof Kuf Lamed Daled in Source 21. Okay, there it says, Mashashol b'din beis shar she'ein bo dal adal u'pasur chorchol. Our question, doesn't have dal adal, but it's open to the street, im chayim mezuzah. V'hei b'din b'pesle tshuva, b'shem chavud d'niyo, the chayim, and gam b'ein bo dal adal, gam b'ein bo dal adal. Okay? He goes, other places where the chavud d'niyo says it, okay, he says, v'ein zeh, starting again. The quotes of Pesach Shuvah, this is second. And it has in the Shuvah. Bein Asim B'yadu, Fana Avahine Gam B'zera Avram, I think, Asfar, the Yichayim, Gim, Oh, Yor Deya, Oz Gim, maybe Shem Yosef, Oh, it's like, Oh, Kido, the Cheder, Kot, Shem Yod, Al Ram, Vishon, Nichlas, Parag, Gom, Chai, Bezuzah, Becher, Ezeh, Bebeiz, Pesach, 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 okay, in all these cases, bottom line, he's quoting many people that agree to this rule. It's not just a strange thing. You know, one minority group that opens up with the others, even if it's not Dalad Al, or like Rekiv Eger said, it doesn't have the qualification itself, it's serving something else. Let's see what else we're reading. Quotes of Beck Ettlinger, that there were on there. But look at the very end. He also, at the end, after proving all these other people agree, he said, at the end of the day, you should do without a bracha. Okay? In more modern times, that's what I want to show you, last line of 31. In more modern times, the Jew is Salmas Chaim, that's Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Where Zonnefeld was the rug of the in the early part of the 20th century, was the Rav in Yerushalayim, the head of the Eidah Haredis in Yerushalayim, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, who was originally called Chaim Zonnefeld, then he got sick, they had the name Yosef Chaim. The street, if you walk from Chom Eishon for a year, you get the left to go down the home of Zonnefeld. Anyway, so he quotes the Kibbutz Rav Eger, Kedusha Kri Eger, which we mentioned before. And he was asked on which side he put the mezuzah. Did you like the Rav Eger said? No. Anyway, at the end, he was also asked the same question. The question, the wrong question, was answered in one line. He quotes a Pesachei Tshuva. But he writes, this says Shuva Ani Eini Kedai. When he is dying, the Oy is here. Shalom Posh Akiyotze Al Kiyotze Bo. He will see when a call who call a kala tzar of Al Amos. Here is the term of Saladin. Chazanafel says it seems to me that Mikra and Mikra pop in these places because we don't find in the Gemara all this discussion about square footage in smaller rooms and large rooms. All this is not in the Gemara. So at the end of the day, what did the Gemara say? Dal Amos Al Dal Amos. And less than that, Mikra Din doesn't have a requirement. But he says, "Hanachal Yisrael, Enu Chavanachem Afsiyim Mezuzah Ksheru Yishavishma." You know, the minute in Klai Yisrael is to quote unquote waste the mezuzah. It's not wasted, obviously. That's the minute in Klai Yisrael. So then that's the minute. The minute, as I said, most places they do put up mezuzah on the outer rooms. Yeah.
In the beginning of
that, Shalom.
Shalom. Smaller to large.
But I was asking which side you put the thing on. So Kivaki said you put it the other way.
Right.
I'm saying that, yeah. You're asking what would be the halacha?
Yeah.
I think we put it in the normal going in way, not in a non-agree, he said. He said you treat it like a regular one. There were generally more frequent entries. Okay? Now, I want to accept that situation. Now, I want to come to the Bach. Okay, to this question again, the halacha lemaisa. We saw about the halacha lemaisa about the smaller rooms. What's the business? What's the deal with the, you know, with the square footage halacha lemaisa? So the tour, it's in the Tafar Yishlam and Dalek regarding sukkahs, paskins, and he hagula v'yishmar beis zayin zayin k'sheru. Okay, the tour. It's interesting. doesn't, as long as the square footage works, but maybe that's only by sukkah, okay? And the Bach says as follows, this is important, the Bach in the Tom Ferry Shamadal, Lashakasa Tzach Shemar Laramea Shimal Shiva, okay? He's Avalim the Hilchas of Dears Arabina, Sulo Itstrichel Rebua Kol Iker, Ela Mazekes Rosho Verubo Sagi Bain Beribua, Ubain Bigula, Bekeva Chamoko Machzik, Lachem and Ratsu Shiva and Shiva Shiva, Bein Akol Ksheva. Bechem with the Ratosis and so on, which I showed you now, Gimel, that is good. So it seems, that as long as the Sukkah measures at least 49 Tvachim, right? 7 by 7, not like you want to see, then it can be even less than 7 Tvachim wide. Okay? You can have a Sukkah that's 10 Tvachim long and 5 Tvachim wide. And so 49 is 50. That's what the Bach says. How you got your problem is a good question, and that's what Mahana Brahm deals with.
Where's the shulchan?
What's that? Where's the shulchan? It's a funny shaped shulchan, maybe.
In Rosh Hashanah,
it's not. Oh, it doesn't say shulchan. Yeah, that's true. I have to say he means the shulchan too. It's a good point. So let's see. So now the shulchan Aruch Paskin in Sivat Tofrei Shavadal is made by the sukkah. Imi Agula Tzarek Shemukh Darabin Shiva Shiva. Right, it has to encompass 7 Tvachim. So the Magen Avraham there, it's got an Aleph, so it's 26, right. We should derech Suzan by Seba, made up of the Kumna, he's to climb an 8, we have the need like we do, and so on, and that's why he needs Zion on Zion. Okay, Lafuche, Tavra, Shirosh, Nichlo, Shukhara, Lo Rubo, or Rosh Rubo, Lo Shukhara, here's where it comes in, Adkan, Lash Rashi. Vare Bavur, he ain't a Rechava, Afal Pisha, Rucha, Harbe, Psula. Well, Rav says, if it's not 7 Tvachim wide, you know, it's very long, it's going to be possible. Your point. Because, you know, he mentioned Shulchan, see, what Rav does. You can't fit everything in. We came, Mashman, call up Poskim. We came, Mashman, Simbez, we got a Sukkah Gul. Now, Bach, Mirchach Atzmo, because of Das Hatur, the Maruch, and Zorak Sheva. We came, Kasha Tozav Gimel, which we saw. Okay, below Doc, the Pashas who the Tos Sofer in the Tosas. Hold it down, yeah. In other words, you follow the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is disagreeing. Magen Avraham is saying that such a sukkah that's only 5 Tvachim wide and 10 Tvachim long, even though it's got the right surface area, it's impossible.
Right? That's 49 and 1.
What's that?
Maybe 1 to 5 and 49.
Also no good, right?
Right.
That's a lot of problems.
That's like,
okay, because basically saying is you're saying. I mean, the Bach disagrees.
Right.
But the bottom
line. Well,
you
have
to squeeze in a funny
place.
I know. Well, the whole thing is strange to us. The whole thing is very strange to us. But I don't know. But at the end of the day, the bottom line says, because what is the Zion Tvachim on Zion Tvachim? That's a shear in a person, Rosh HaRushachonah. Okay? So, then in Rosh Hashanah you need 7 Tvachim in the width. So who cares how long it is? Okay? And this may boil down to those two Girsas and Tosfos. Because according to the Magen Avraham, it has to say, Ella, right? Look at the Tosfos, you gotta give it out. It would have to say, but it was 7 Tvachim. Can't be less than 7 Tvachim. That the Lashon we have in Tosa, that was the Lashon of Tosa Rosh. But the Lashon we have in Tosa is Shiva Tvachim, whether the type or not, the Magen Avraham said it was. Okay? But the Magen Avraham's opinion is, again, that a Sukkah, which is only, let's say, 5 by 10, is possible. Okay? Because you can't sit there normally. In order to sit normally, you have to have each side has to be 7 Tvachim minimally, regardless of length. Okay? And otherwise, you're not going to get Rosh HaRushachonah, the average person, in. Okay? Now, the last thing the Magen Avraham says, I want to read it. Okay. All right, that's the Magen Avraham. I just want to finish off by pointing out the Taz. Okay, I want to see my focus on the Taz. I'm sorry, Magen Avraham the Bach. Very likely based upon the Girsas and Tosas, whether you have to have, you know, at least 7 Tvachim or not. The Pashas, Eitan Girsas is right. You got to have some space. Okay? I just want to point out that the long Taz here, which I only presented part of, it's in quite Bayes here, it's in the Tafrei Shalom Adalim. He has a whole difference of opinion of the rabbi. He said the rabbi's not arguing. Okay? No one says the surface area. He says, he basically didn't argue that the Rambam also does not mean you can have less than 7 tefachim in one area. That's how we learn. And that's how the Torah learned, the Chesmisha learned that both the Torah and the Chesmisha, they all learn that the Malchus is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Taz suggests it's not so. Now, Dabar Borah Shekam, a Rambam Sirele, to be the Dafka Maribu, a Mamish Dal, a Dal, Linyan Mezuzah. Okay, but all the Rambam meant to say, he says in Taz, well, it doesn't have to be square. The shape doesn't have to be square. It can be round, it can be pentagon shaped, or whatever, octagon, we have other shapes. It doesn't have to be square. But a square of seven, but each side has to be seven abas. It doesn't have to be shaped like a square. That's the Rambam's point, says the claims of Taz. Okay? He doesn't want people to think that the root will last to square. Now, she can be eagle, call cop, she took her with Sarah, but also she bought. And a daf can be eaten, she had the eagle of Evans, or who a dal, a dal, a lince, and so on. Ella so teach you the game, she took her with Zoha, because I wish you know Zoha, the corners. Okay, anyway, I think the Tah is basically reworks things and understands the Rambam differently than everybody else does. The Tah. Okay, and as a result, he would say that even the Rambam agrees. That if it's less than 7 amas in any direction, 7 tefachim in any direction, or dal amas, it's not going to be good. Okay? And he says, look at the last few lines. Nibsit shall divrei ha Rambam, who in gamke kemo desir la harosh. The minute ribu amam is dal on dal. El vechil rekvod mor in harosh. I'm sure I'm akhos, so it's kam lo avonos divrei Rambam. But the Rosh, everyone came after him, vechil is quote, almost says the Taz, did not understand what the Rambam meant. Okay, so the shita that you can have something less than seven, and again that now, so now according to you, now no one's saying that. That's according to the Taz makes you happy, right? Because nobody's saying it can be that. It's gotta be 7 tefachim. And it's took a mistake in a certain way. For your reason, he said that's what Allah means. Okay? The other thing I wanted to just to finish off with, I want to see it so that again the Taz is a whole different take. The square foot is never the issue. It's got to be 7 tefachim. Has to be. You have no room to sit down. I don't care how long it is. If not 7 tefachim, you have no room. Right? Like you said, 14 by 1. Where you sit? Okay. So that's and the Taz is the argument. You know what we said. Okay. But anyway, we have a machlok as the Bach of Avraham. Okay. The Bach says as long as you have against the Taz. Father, but still the Taz and the son of all the Bach, but still he says, as long as the sukkah is at least 49 square tefachim, then the width can be less than 7 tefachim. The Mar Rav disagrees, and he says that's not a good sukkah. Yeah, that doesn't have to be. Let's look, I printed 38 this last MS, because he just deals with an interesting question, but this will finish. Okay? He says, what if you have a person? Does it make a difference? It says, Svasemas and Gimel Aleph. Begmor halacha tzvich shetei machzek ez roshu bur shuchan. That's what we were from before. Kosa rifle kama on the hizayin. Hizayin fine. Heaven agreed to shuvu chen vashu kama. Kama shu chelta in numerous time. Just a second. Okay, so that's what he says. That's what it's supposed to be. Then he mentions the right word here. What's the word he said? Nanos. You see the word nanos there? What if it's basically, what if a person is a midget? He's very small. Or the reverse, the guy's big. Does that change the rules? The big guy isn't fit in Zion's eye at all. You know, he's 6'8", 350. He said, where's he sitting? Right, and that's what the Sassam is dealing with. There's only one particular word that you can't find it. Huh? Say it again? We mentioned Ashur Kanaib, yeah, we did mention it. How do we stem that Gemara with this? I forgot. I don't know. But anyway, the Shalsevin says, look three lines at the bottom. Adam Ipriyesh Lodum, Lechumra Ba'adam Gadol, the Zainazaz Enamazekas, Rakrosh Ruach, Rulish Shulchanim. So that's an interesting question. Anyway, so basically he deals with the question of person excessively short, excessively tall, and the bottom line would seem that the look at the right, he goes, Sagi Zion, Zion, I feel all of Golo Yosef. The Sukkah, this is the Shira, the Sukkah, it's not in the Chabra, it's in the Cheftan, is what we're Kaveh, and it doesn't matter whether you particularly happen to be very short or very tall, that's where you're going. Okay, I'll stop it there. Okay, I'll finish the cards with Shem. Tomorrow, very good shoes. Again, are you guys here Sunday? Is it here Sunday?
Yeah.
You plan to leave? You don't come back to your room. Okay, so we'll show Sunday as well.